Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that have been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Hey, welcome everybody to Life Transformation Radio. I'm your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is heard in over 44 countries, such as the U.S., India, Brazil, Panama, Canada, France, Australia. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use these two to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. However, on certain days, we do special pop-up episodes to highlight some amazing guest that is either launching a book, launching a podcast, speaking at a TED event, or doing something in the world that needs to be highlighted. So we do special pop-up episodes, and that is what we are doing today. Now, you can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. You can interact with the guests, ask questions. It's a great community to be in. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, the Google Play Music app. I invite you to subscribe to the shows, leave a comment, rate and review so we know how well we're doing. On the show are impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests during our live broadcast, you can call us in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. My team is standing by to field any phone calls and questions that you have and to possibly get you on the show. So I want you to help me welcome Alexander Lauren to the show. What is up, my brother?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me. Awesome to be here with you.
Dude, I'm super pumped to have you on the show, man. I was a guest on your show, and you got this awesome book to come out. And, man, you are doing amazing things in the podcasting world, man.
Thank you. Thank you. You're very kind.
Well, let's get on to it, man. So you are the podcaster's coach.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why is that? That's a good question. Why am I the podcaster's coach? I found an opportunity to become the podcaster's coach. I just happened to be at this point of my life where I was reinventing things. I was reinventing my life. And I happened to be a podcaster at the time. And I was going through this program, an ICF, an International Coaching Federation approved program. And the instructor was telling the students to pick a niche. So I'm trying to think about what niche I'm going to go into. I was doing career coaching and I was doing staffing and recruiting and I hated it. I hated it. I wanted something different with my life. And then he pointed out speakers coach. And I saw speakers coach and I thought, well, what about podcasters coach? So I got really excited about it, super pumped up about it. And I thought, wow, I'll be a podcaster's coach. So I started to do some research on the internet and I started checking people out and I found podcast coaches, but the podcast coaches, they weren't like ICF approved coaches. I thought they were more like consultants. So I realized that there was no real actual authentic podcaster's coach with a membership to the ICF. And the podcaster's coach, the URL wasn't taken, so I grabbed it.
Wow.
All the social media handles were available, so I grabbed them. So then I just, on one of those days, determined to be the podcaster's coach, and I just took it from there.
That is, man, talk about taking action. Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm very action oriented. It just, something comes into my mind. And I think the only problem with being like really action oriented is that sometimes you don't think things through and you just go.
Yep.
But this one's paid off, and I didn't have to think about it because podcasting felt so good and felt so right. And at the same time, I kept hearing this saying, this mantra, you know, Sean, you heard this mantra, do what you love and the money will follow. You heard that before?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I heard that for years and years and years, and I always ignored it. And I'm like, no, that's not true. That's a lot of BS. So then I just decided to accept it and to try to live it. And that made becoming the podcaster's coach way easier.
There you go. I love it, man. So let's get to know you just a bit further. Alexander Lorne is the world's first authentic certified podcaster's coach. He is a practicing member of the International Coaching Federation and a professional certified life coach. He delivers inspiration and life transformation strategies and demonstrates the power of podcasting as a tool for success and happiness. Alexander is at the forefront of life transformation within the podcast world. Wow, what a fitting place for you to be on my show, right? Life Transformation Radio.
I know, awesome. I was looking forward to it. Yeah, yeah.
As the author of The Book on Podcasting, An Insider's Guide to Recording Success, Alexander offers his experience to readers who want to learn how to create and grow a successful podcast. More than a how-to, The Book on Podcasting reveals Lauren's experience of personal reinvention and living with purpose and fun through podcasting, offering strategies for living well, embracing change, and fostering meaningful relationships. This book teaches a holistic method of honest, authentic podcasting. You can find him at podcasterscoach.com, thebookonpodcasting.com, and look him up on LinkedIn. Search on LinkedIn for Podcasters Coach. Look him up. Get a hold of him. He's going to teach you some amazing, amazing things. So what made you write this book? What's the why about the book?
Well, the why about the book, well, I guess number one or number two or A or B is that I always wanted to write a book. And, you know, what do they say, Sean, that everyone has a book in them? And, you know, I always wanted to do it. I have a little Kindle on poetry that was nice. It's like 10 years of bad poems that I managed to fit in like 20 pages and put on Kindle. But, you know, I wanted to do something a little bit, something else. I wanted the book. I wanted the physical book. So I always wanted to do that. So that was a part of it. And the other part was, podcasting has just been amazing for me. And as I podcasted, I went through this journey, and it all happened during a podcast that I did. It was prior to being the podcaster's coach. And this podcast that I did, it's called Work Utopia. And I created this podcast as a complement to my business, because I started podcasting as a hobby with my cousin. And we were doing this podcast on the Montreal Canadiens just for fun.
Wow.
And it didn't really work out. It was really, really fun. And I got to learn about it, but you know, I was losing sleep and there was reasons why it just wasn't working out. So I wanted to continue doing a podcast. So I thought, well, if I'm going to do a podcast, why don't I do it for my business? So when I'm doing this podcast, the Work Utopia podcast, every day I was writing and I was publishing and I was speaking. And through podcasting on a daily basis, I started to learn a lot about myself, and I started to come up with all these different ideas. And I started to realize how powerful the tool of actually just creating the podcast was. And maybe the most important thing that I learned was that I had this process of podcasting that just made me happy. I was happy and I had a lot, and I was having fun doing it. And I was using this topic as staffing and recruiting, my business, staffing and recruiting. And I didn't like my business. I would leave my business.
Wow.
I had some really good years. Like, it was very good to me. I'm extremely grateful for like the fruitful years I had in staffing and recruiting. And I started in 2005, and over the years, it became a little bit more difficult because it was just a very negative industry with a lot of ridiculous stuff going on in the business world. And then I would get a lot of rejection. No, 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 all the time.
Right.
So it tended to be a little bit negative. So I found that trying to create a podcast on something that I really didn't care for, that was like the first sign that a podcast can change your life. And it was changing my life. So I finally decided to stop doing what I didn't want to do anymore. So that was like a huge lesson for me. And as I continued, I had to change the show. It became more of a show about career coaching and life coaching. And I started to make it a motivational type show. And the funny thing is, when I let the recruiting part go, I was podcasting with more joy. And then I found that if I focus on doing something motivational and positive and happy, by doing that, I just became that. When I podcast on positive topics and happiness, I just became happier and more positive. And also
right.
doing it, I mean, there's so many different things. And I wrote I wrote them all in the book. There are so many different things that I had learned about podcasting and how I could change my life. And because I had all that information, I really wanted to share it with the world. Because people see podcasting, and podcasting, as you know, is becoming like a huge business. And it's kind of like the wild, wild west right now. I think everything is really starting to formulate a little bit, but it's big. It's becoming big business. It's only going to get bigger for business.
Yeah.
And when people start podcasting, people have the idea of money and income, which is fine. Totally cool. I get it. Cool. Of course. But I just wanted to bring to the attention that it could be something more than that. And
right.
I also wanted to tell people about success, because I always equated success with money. And then I started to learn about all sorts of different ways where I could be happy through my podcast. And I started to I started to expand my definition of success. And then this was the opportunity to put it all in the book. And that's what I did. That was a pretty long-winded answer, Sean.
No, it's good. I like the story. I mean, that's what we do, man. We tell the stories here. You know, so can you pick like a transformation moment that was like, you know, because you talked a little bit about it, like I was in this course and I didn't really know what to pick. And he said, you know, there's a speaker coach. I said, well, there's a podcast coach. And, you know, so you ran with it and whatever, like, is there a transformational moment that had that not happened, this moment not happened, that you might be doing something completely different?
Well, a transformational moment really occurred before I started podcasting, and it was through a podcast. Years ago, I think it was in like 2014, I think, where I suffered from depression. I was depressed all the time, and I always self-medicated with alcohol, and I wasn't making any money. Yeah, it's like it's a terrible cycle, the self-medication, and you're depressed, and you drink. I mean, it's really not. It doesn't help. It just makes it worse, actually, as you know. So I'm struggling financially. I'm struggling with my business. I'm depressed. I was depressed all the time, and I just didn't work half the time. Rather than go to the office, I would just go for long walks. And one day I'm going for a walk and I'm just trying to escape the world. I guess I wasn't drinking during that day, and I had a BlackBerry, and I was looking for something to listen to on my BlackBerry, because I would often take walks and I would listen to music, but I just didn't want to listen to that music anymore. And on the BlackBerry, they had BlackBerry podcasts. So I'm like, okay, that's really interesting. So that was my really introduction. I heard about podcasts, but I never had listened to one. So I started to go through the list of the podcasts that they had. And there was one podcast of this Buddhist monk. And it was the Lama Marut podcast. And I don't know why. I wasn't a Buddhist. I was just drawn to this man and this podcast. So I started going through his episodes. And I started taking my walk. And I'm listening to his episodes. And I came across one episode in particular that gave that the title was something to, along the lines of how you can eliminate your depression, something like that. So I listened to this man's podcast, this monk's podcast on eliminating depression. And through this podcast, so many ideas were planted in my head and so many strategies were planted in my head about overcoming depression. So after I listened to it, I used the strategies that the monk gave in the podcast, and I completely beat depression. I totally beat depression. It was like I lost all my depression.
That's awesome.
Within a matter. Yeah, like within a matter of days, the depression was all gone. And it just stuck. Whatever he said, it worked for me. And I don't know if it would work for everyone else. Maybe it would. But for me, it stuck. And it was all through a podcast. One podcast episode. It completely saved me, and it completely changed my life.
That is incredible. That's I love hearing that stuff. Love the stories.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just stories of inspiration. And you know, I was teaching a resilience boot camp today. There's a 2-day resilience boot camp that I do every quarter, so like 4 times a year. And I was talking about values based goals, and I said, you know, it's a big part of the mindset. It's what you're feeding into your body, right? I mean, we don't put bad gas in our car. We don't put bad food into our bodies. But why do we put bad programming into our minds?
Yeah.
You know, it's like the one thing that we don't take care of, you know, and I'd mentioned, you know, Roger Bannister when he broke the 4-minute mile, and everybody's like, I've never heard of him. Like, I don't know who that is. I'm like, what? So I had to like literally find a video for like all of these 19 to 25 year olds to, you know, I was like, 4-minute mile, like, never heard that. Older people have.
Oh, yeah.
Older people have, but, so, you know, I went into the whole story about it, whatever. They were like, that's cool. I was like, man, like, he didn't say, I think I can, or I'm just going to go out and try, or, you know, whatever. He said, I will do it. You know, so I love hearing that, like, you listen to this stuff, and you're taking it all in, and you're like, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's so it's so powerful on, you know, you're talking about feeding the mind. And I learned this through the podcast as well. And when I mentioned earlier about focusing on positive, when I started a podcast on positive things and a podcast on happiness, I realized that I was feeding myself. I was feeding my mind these topics. Because if I'm going to create an episode on positive living, I'm doing a little bit of research, actually. I'm trying to get some ideas. I'm looking around and I'm reading and I'm feeding my mind this. And I found that even through the podcast and focusing on all the positive things in the world, I had little time for negative things. And it also got me to really rethink what I was doing with my time and how I was feeding my mind. You know, like violent films, that was one. Like, why am I watching violent films? I used to watch violent films, and it's like I'd be watching it, and I'd be like, why am I watching this? I know it's all make-believe, but it's really not all that nice. Why am I putting that in my mind? And even at times, I'd be watching hockey. I mean, I've been watching hockey since I was a little child. And I would see, like, there would be some violent moments, like, you know, like these guys are wearing big equipment, and then one guy is getting concussed by an elbow or a stick to the side of the head. Yeah. And I'm like, why in the world am I watching that? I mean, so it's just like I became really, really mindful about what I'm feeding myself. And I mean, if you want to live a much happier life, you focus on all the good stuff. Forget about the news. Forget about all that stuff. Forget about all that negativity in the world. As far as I'm concerned, you know, 99% of the people on this planet are awesome. And maybe there's 1% that suck. And but the ones they're the ones who are getting all the attention. The media just loves those people. So feeding the mind is so important. So important.
Huge.
And I'm sure that you do that, right?
Absolutely, man. I got mindfulness routines that I do, and a great book that I've read and use is The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And there's a whole bunch of books that are based off of that. That's a great one. You know, you have a mindfulness routine, you win the morning, you win the day. You know, the books that we read, the stuff that we consume. I try to not watch a lot of news, period. Like, CNN's terrible, Fox News, hate CNN, so they're going to talk crap about them. And it's like these whiny babies are just back and forth, and it's like, what are you accomplishing? Never reporting on real stuff. You're just bashing each other. Like, that's so negative. So I don't even do that. Any of my news that I want to know comes from, like, Facebook. Like, if I hit the search bar, and it has, like, all of these news things, like that's just what I'm going to look at for news. Or, like, if you go to, like, you know, like a news outlet, you just type in, like, news, just Google, like local news, whatever, and then, you know, just things will come up, like, things that people are reporting on or something. It's just you find. But other than that, like, I don't even watch the news. I don't Fox, CNN, MSNBC. Like, I don't do none of that crap. It's just not worth it. So I get a lot of my stuff from podcasts too. Like, I'll just listen to podcasts. I hardly even listen to the radio anymore. There's talk radio shows, but hardly listen to that. I just listen to podcasts.
Absolutely.
You know, and how to live a better life. Literally, that's what I do. I'm getting ready to go to Chicago to go speak in Chicago. And I've got podcasts already lined up. Speaking podcasts. Business podcasts, like I'm just going to learn a whole bunch of stuff like on the way there. And if, you know, I see a chance to say, hey, I learned this on this podcast, like, I'll shout out the podcast, like, right there in my talk. So, you know, what you fuel yourself, man. Right. I mean, if you're feeding in positivity, man, you're just going to live a positive life, you know, because your mindset's framed that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you're learning through podcasts. I learn through podcasts, and they're all free. It's wonderful.
Yep.
They're all free. If you want to change yourself, if you want to learn more about something, all you have to do is just listen to a podcast. It's way more beneficial to you rather than, like, seeing what's going on in Israel and Palestine. The way I see it is that if I really need to be informed about something that's going on, I'm sure somebody's going to tell me.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's going to tell me. If I really need to know something, someone will tell me. It's all good. And you know what I noticed, Sean? And I don't know if you've noticed this, but it almost seems like the technology companies are taking over news. Because I have been, do you notice, like, okay, so Facebook and Twitter, they're like kind of just telling you in their feed on what's going on in the world. I still get it because I go on Facebook. But I just find it really interesting that they're kind of taking over. Like, if you want to get the news, then you can get it on Facebook. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not really quite sure if that's good or bad.
Yeah. Did you know that Amazon owns part of the internet? Like, a lot of web hosting services are through Amazon, and, like, Amazon doesn't do just, like, what the site, like, there's behind the scenes stuff that Amazon does. So, like, they have web hosting and, like, all kinds of things that they do online. Like, they control a lot of the internet. Does that make sense?
Wow.
And I didn't know that, but somebody had brought it up in Brazil. I'm like, let me see. And I just Googled, like, how much does Amazon do on the internet? Or, like, what do they use? It's just, like, GoDaddy or these other places. You know, Wix.com, WordPress. Like, but Amazon has its hand in providing – like ISP, like internet service and, like, web hosting for websites, and, like, they're getting into that digital space, and I guess they can control the content, right? I mean,
that's right. Yeah. Well, I wasn't aware, but I'm not entirely surprised. Maybe one day, Sean, there'll be two companies, and it'll be Google and Amazon, and everyone else will be working.
I know, right? everybody else is going to – yeah, I mean, because, I mean, a lot – like YouTube, isn't YouTube owned by Google now?
Yeah,
they
probably
did that like a while back, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So, I mean, YouTube is huge, and there you go. Google owns that. So, I mean, it just makes sense. I, you know, Amazon's getting into a lot of media stuff. You know, that's just what they're doing. But yeah, so I got I really want to know, speaking of all that stuff, you know, who's been your biggest influencers in everything you've done, you know, becoming the coach, and you've got a successful book and a podcast, and, you know, like, who's been your influencers?
Well, for sure, my mom has been a huge influencer. You know, sure. She's just been a great role model and a very positive person. And she's taught me all about forgiveness, and I've learned compassion and fun. And so she's like, she's number one, of course. So my mom, number one. Raymond Aron is one of my business mentors, and he made a pretty profound influence on me. He wrote one of the forewords to the book, and it's through him I came across Raymond Aron, and he taught me about goal setting and a certain way to create goals that has kept me making goals and accomplishing my goals. And if it wasn't for Raymond Aron and listening to him and learning about his goal setting system, I'm not quite sure where I would be. I probably wouldn't have been a published author by now, but it's definitely through his mentorship, Raymond Aron, the monthly mentor.
Wow.
You know, Tony Robbins is pretty awesome. You know,
I know, right?
Tony Robbins. Yeah, I mean, he's awesome. Les Brown is awesome. My family,
like Eric
my
Thomas.
Family,
have you heard Eric Thomas?
He's the
the hip hop preacher.
Hip hop preacher, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
he's amazing
good.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, he's good. And you know what? My wife and my children, I probably learn the most from anybody with my children. So I mean, they've been hugely influential. My son, he has autism and he doesn't speak. And I look at him and I learn a lot through him. And I mean, he's been especially influential because, you know, I didn't exactly grow up with, you know, I'm dating myself here, like with the Brady Bunch mentality, thinking that the world worked this way. But when you right. start to live and spend time with someone who's got like mental illness, it really puts things into perspective for you. It really helps you see the world in a different way. And the world isn't really quite the way you think it is when you live with someone with a mental illness.
Right.
So he's been hugely influential. And also when I did listen to Lama Marut in that podcast, I eventually became a Buddhist. I wouldn't really call myself a Buddhist really anymore, but I take that Buddhist mindset and that Buddhist worldview, and I've adopted that worldview. And by having that mentality of Buddhism on my mind, I'm able to make more sense of the world, and it just works for me. It kind of explains it to me why and how everything is working out, and that mm-hmm. that just gives me a lot of peace and a lot of understanding. And so that's been many teachers in Buddhism have been really influential for my happiness. I mean, they cured my depression and they gave me a way of seeing the world. You know, I don't know what you subscribe to, but I needed something to subscribe to, rather than thinking that when I die, I'm going to go into some sort of black hole abyss.
Yep.
It sounds terrible. So, you know, this is more useful. And if it's all wrong, if what Buddhism preaches is all wrong, it's whatever. I'm happy. It's all good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, I it's going to sound bad, but like I subscribe to, or I used to, I don't anymore. But like 2016, like it was like really bad, and 2017 was okay. I better rein it in. I would subscribe to people's email list just to see what their indoctrination process was. You know, like I would be like Scott Olford and what's her name? Lisa Sasevich and Bob Proctor and like I would see these guys online. I'm like, yeah, I want your free product. Well, let me see what you got. You know what I mean? And then I'd count like how many days before they sent the next email. How many words? What did it contain? How many links? What was their process? What did they talk about? And I just documented everything. And then a couple of days later, I get another one. I'm like, hey, how many days before that? And I would just run through an entire like 2 weeks worth of emails, you know, and see like how many days, what are they doing, you know, everything like that. And I found like there was a common occurrence between all this stuff. And I'd subscribe to like different podcasts and like I subscribed to like all kinds of stuff. I wanted to like dissect like what is your process? What are you doing? Like I didn't even care what was the podcast about. I just wanted to figure out what you were doing. You know, and email has an industry standard of things that this is what we do, this is what we do, this is what we do. A podcast, it is so all over the place. And I think that's what I love most about podcasting is no one show is the same as any other show. Yeah, it's an interview based, but way different questions, way different interaction, different themes, different topics, different, you know, it's just a different way of doing things, you know? Yeah. So, you know, what I tell people is that if you're going to consume stuff, right, use an 80-20 rule, right? Whatever you consume, as far as podcasts, whatever, there should be 80% of action on the 20% that you consume instead of the other way around. See, what people do is 80% consumption and 20% action. So what I tell people is that, dude, act on 80% of the 20% that you listen to. So let's say you listen to one speaker podcast and a guy says, oh, well, you need to go to APCA, APCA, which is the Association of Promotion of Campus Activities. It's like, oh, go to APCA, go speak at colleges, stop what you're doing and go do it. Like pause and then go to APCA, whatever. But they don't. They'll take some notes. It'll get thrown in a corner somewhere, whatever. So if you're going to subscribe to stuff, actually take action on the things that you subscribe to. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, cool. I love what you're saying, especially with the email stuff. So do you have any tips? I know you're supposed to be interviewing me, but I'd love to know, like, so what are the best practices on emails?
So there's two things. So one is once you get into the, you know, somebody gets your free thing, whatever, and usually like every other day, you know, you would send them an email, like the first three would be about that free product. Like, do you understand it? Do you have any questions about it? Blah, 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 right? Some people say, oh, email every day. Like Mark Marwini. Mark Marwini will tell you to email every single day. You know, and I'm like, I don't know if they get sick of emails. Like, you know what I mean? It seems like spam, but so I do every other day.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I'll do is on the fourth email, I'll do a video email. And there's a great service called BombBomb.com, BOMB. BombBomb.com, I get 82% open rate on BombBomb.com because it's a video email service. And videos are becoming the new hotness. That's what everybody's doing. You know, Facebook Live, now LinkedIn has video. And I mean, YouTube's been doing videos forever. And everybody calls it the online university. You don't even need to go to college. Just go to YouTube. You can do whatever you want. I heard like a month ago, a lady built an entire house watching YouTube videos. Like, that's insane. That's insane. She was in a magazine, like everything's all over the news. So what I do is I do a video email, the fourth email. Like, hey, this is me. This is, hey, I you know, happy to have you on the list and this, whatever, you know. And I try to be as real as I can. You know, when I email event planners to go speak, I say, hey, you know, I send them a bombbomb.com email. You know, and it's a video email like, hey, you know, here's me, introduce myself, this, that, the other, this is what I speak about, love to speak at your event, you know, and they can see a real-time video. So I try to incorporate as many video emails as I can because that is what's converting.
Excellent.
So, and then on the fifth one, then you start to introduce your offers. Fifth email, introduce an offer, low-ticket offer, or mid-ticket offer, and then offer a low one at the bottom. So you're offering your mid-ticket item, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. And if that's not good enough, you know, if that's not affordable, yeah, I totally understand. I have something for about $197. Here you go. It's yours. Sign up here. Click here. Boom, whatever. And then the sixth one is like your super, super high-ticket offer. And then you include the other three offers, and then you just repeat the process. you know, and you set this all up on your email sequence and everything, but the first six are critical because people unsubscribe super fast. I want your free gift, unsubscribe. Right?
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. I love it. They see the power of podcasting. I can go on someone's show and learn. Amazing.
Yeah, man.
I don't have to download anybody's episode. I'll just go on shows and learn.
Perfect. I like it. So since we're on the topic of, since we're on the topic of resources, what makes you, I know the answer to this, but tell the listeners what is so great about your resource that you created, you know, the book on podcasting. What's the best part about that?
What's the best part about that? Wow. Okay. Well, I think the best part about this book is just really new ideas. A lot of people, and I've been through this as well as a podcaster, you know, after maybe about 3 or 4 months, you get a little down because you create this idea in your mind about what this podcast is going to do for you. And normally people think about money or they think about downloads. Well, they're thinking about downloads so that they can get the money. People think about, you know, getting a lot of downloads and then selling sponsorship spots and then making some income.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So then after a while, like the reality is, and it depends who you are, I guess. But the reality is when you start doing this, you don't get a ton of listeners. It takes time. It takes time to grow. You know, it really depends on what you do, I suppose. And there are exceptions to every rule, but generally it takes time. So, and I fell into this trap with my podcast, even though I had like pretty decent numbers, which I was always very grateful for. You know, I always wanted and expected a lot more. And when you get to that point and you're doing podcasting, which is fun, which is really enjoyable, and then you start focusing on the numbers, it starts to wane on you a little bit. It starts to, it takes away your enjoyment. Have you experienced that?
I'll tell you what, man, Blog Talk Radio, who hosts the show, they merged with Spreaker and they got some other things going on behind the scenes, whatever. And it's almost like I was like 500 episode, 500,000. It was just growing, 2,000, 4,000. Like, yes. And then it was like 10. I was like, 10?
What? Oh.
What do you mean 10? And then it was like 100, 100, 100, 1,000, couple thousand, 5. Like, what is – okay, this is ridiculous. Like, no way five people. Then it was like 5, 10, 5, 30, 50, 10. Five. I was just like, oh, my – like, what? And people are like, oh, I got 100,000 downloads an episode. I'm like, oh. Like, that makes me just want to quit, right? I mean, that's just –
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. And so, you know, I hear people that are like, oh, yeah, I've had my show for 2 months, 50,000 downloads. I'm like, Jesus. Like – 50,000 downloads in a year. You know what I mean? Like, how do you get 50,000 downloads in a matter of 2 months? Like, how is that possible? Now, I've never seen a picture, and he could just be lying or whatever, but I'm like, how does that happen?
Yeah. So, like, the majority of us don't get that. The majority just don't get those kind of numbers. So, this book here is to, you know, it's kind of to combat that downness of creating a podcast and not getting a huge amount of downloads. I mean, we should really rejoice with whatever we have because we actually have people who care and listen and they like us. They wouldn't listen to us if they didn't like us. And if you know, Life Transformation Radio or The Podcaster's Life makes any sort of positive impact on anyone, it's totally worth it. But this book really just dives into living a meaningful life and doing it as a podcaster. If you want to focus on your numbers and downloads and your inability to succeed in that area, well, then that's what you're going to get. You can focus on that and you can have that in your life if that's what you want. If you read this book and you just review some of these ideas, you could start to learn different ways and focus on different things. Like, for example, of the legacy that you leave behind. One of the big things about my podcast that I really love about it is that for me, this is one big legacy project. When my children or their children, if my children in particular need a dose of their dad and their dad is no longer there, I have this collection of podcasts where I'm just sharing everything I know, any wisdom I have. It's out there. I'm putting it out there. I am leaving my legacy every single time I publish an episode. And by doing that and keeping that in the back of my mind, there's a peace that I get through it. You know, and like I'm fine whenever the time comes. It's all good. That's the way life is. But, you know, I think about my children and then there's like this emotion that I'm making all this up in my mind because it's not really real. I'm making it up in my mind. It becomes real in my mind. But when those times occur, or they don't occur anymore, because in the past they used to come and I used to feel sad. I had my youngest is 5. And, you know, I had him pretty late and, you know, I'll think, oh, you know what, he'll be 40 and most likely I'll be gone, you know, and I'll lament about it and I'll create all that stuff. But I don't do that anymore because I'll always be available in digital form. I'll always be available to them. I've made like a legacy box. I've got all my podcasts in there. And, you know, and I feel really good about it and I feel really successful about it. So, I mean, like that's one of the strategies that someone can use. So if you really want to focus on like how bad you are as a podcaster and how people don't listen to you, you know, and that, well, you're not good enough. If he's getting 50,000 and I'm only getting 4,000. Oh, I'm not good. I'm not good. I mean, you can have that. If that's the kind of podcasting life you want, or you can have something like, you know, just one little thing like a legacy and making a difference to your family.
There you go.
So
that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that is, I think is worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And there's a lot there, man. And thank you so much for sharing that. So what do you think it is that you enjoy most about that?
About the legacy piece or just podcasting?
Yeah. Podcasting, like everything.
What I enjoy the most about it? What I enjoy the most is that I am an artist. I feel like I am an artist. And, you know, I talked about it at the top where I published this Kindle book of poems that I wrote over a span of 10 years, and they were terrible poems. I have 3 good poems in 10 years of writing poetry, and I tried to make that my main occupation at the time. And I felt like I was an artist back then. And then, you know what, I got married, I went traveling, I had children, and I wasn't really the poet anymore, and I wasn't really the artist anymore. And then this podcasting deal came up and I started podcasting and I started creating. And I asked myself, is this art? Am I actually creating art here? It kind of feels like art a little bit in a way. It gives me the same sort of feelings of creation, you know? And I remember like writing poetry and I'd like be in the zone and I would feel so good. And it was almost like it's hard to put into words, but it was almost like my soul was dancing a little bit. And I just had this unbelievable feeling when I was creating back then. And as I started to really get into podcasting and I was writing out my podcast and I was speaking and it, you know, that feeling, it wasn't quite the same, but that there was a similar type of feeling. And I just came to realize that, you know what, I am creating art. I am an artist, and through this podcast, I am reinventing myself, and I am changing my life. And I love that. I love that I have a blank canvas in front of me, and I could just paint it, and I can change it. And I really do honestly feel like an artist. And I talk to other people, and some people will agree with me, and some people won't agree with me. But I really do feel that this whole deal is an art. So yep. I love that. That's one of, there's so many different things I love about it.
Oh yeah.
But that's at the top of the list, you know? And one other thing I'll tell you, Sean, that because I have completely changed myself, I used to be shy guy. I was Mr. Shy. I didn't want to go see anybody. I didn't want to go talk to people. I didn't mind talking to people one-on-one. Put me in groups, forget about it. I would hide. I used to be Mr. Shy Guy. And then when I started podcasting, that all went away. It's like I suddenly started to become a public speaker. And today, as a matter of fact, I gave my very first workshop. I gave a workshop at the local Durham Business Advisory Center, and I started teaching people on how to create a podcast for their business. And it was easy, and it was fun, and I was in front of people, and I was energized, and I loved it, and I loved them. And a year ago, I used to be shy. So I love how wow. you can podcast and it can transition into public speaking, and you can grow and you can keep moving forward. It's just amazing. So I love that part too. I love the public speaking gig, and I mean I love that you went on TEDx. I love it. I love it. And I'm really hoping I can follow in your footsteps and try to get that done this year too.
Yeah. So. In order for you to get a TED Talk, just go to TED.com and search for the TEDx events that are coming up and find one that fits your theme and then do it. Just apply. So a lot of the websites will be like TEDx websites, but that's how I did it. I just went to TED.com. I searched for a lot of events that are coming up. You can also search for you know, TEDx call for speakers, you know, whatever on Google. Yeah. But The main TED website will have all of the upcoming TEDx events, and so you just apply.
Right on, I will.
Yeah, that's what I did. So this is the moment of the show where it's a shameless plug. You plug a friend, quote, websites, Facebook, your show, whatever you want to plug. This is your time to shine. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Shameless plug moment. Well, I would love for the listener to come and visit my website. My website is podcasterscoach.com. I have just recently launched a course to teach people on how to create a podcast. I have created a portion of the course that is focusing specifically on business owners. So if you're a business owner and you've been thinking about doing this podcast deal, I say, yes, absolutely do it. Don't wait, just go ahead and do it. But if you would like some mentorship and you would like some support, you can take my course and I also provide coaching sessions. And not only that, but if you live, I live around the greater Toronto area. So if anyone that takes this particular program, if they live within the GTA, within 100 kilometers, I will go to their place of business and I will launch their podcast with them. And we'll do it live. We'll do it in front of a studio audience. We'll have a party. We'll make it a big deal, that sort of thing. And if that wasn't enough, I started a network, a business podcast network. So all of my students, all of my business students will be part of the business podcast network. So I have that on my website, and I also offer one-on-one coaching with podcasters. So I am a certified professional life coach, but my specialty also is everything in and around podcasting. So I help my clients to be more consistent. I help them work on issues that might be coming up for them in life that is affecting anything and affecting their podcast, consistency, efficiency, and general life coaching. So if you go on my website, you'll find everything you need to know about coaching. And yes, I am the world's first authentic podcasters coach, and I've had the training and I have the membership to the International Coaching Federation. So I am trained and I love what I do, and I love helping people, and I love helping podcasters. So check me out.
There you go.
How's that?
I love it. That was amazing.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was like spot on, man. So,
cool.
So tell everybody what the name of your show is so they can find it.
The show is called The Podcaster's Life. So every last year I was doing exclusively, I was doing interviews, and I had you on, as you mentioned, and I was interviewing a podcaster every day. So this year I'm still doing interviews. I try to produce 2 episodes a week. So one episode will be a really short interview, a 10-minute interview with a podcaster, and I try to get those out on Friday. And on Monday I publish, and it's more like a 10-minute monologue of myself, and I really try to provide motivation and inspiration for anyone. But you know, my market is podcasters, so I'm talking to podcasters and trying to get podcasters motivated. Right. And as part of that show, I don't think you and I did it. We should do it one day. I do a micro podcast improv. So I did do that with you, didn't I?
I think we did.
I remember doing it. We're talking about in-laws. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that
involved.
Was you.
Yep.
So I do a micro podcast improv, and it's a lot of fun. It's like a 5-minute podcast, and I just merge the 2 shows together because, you know, I take the podcast and I have this whole content strategy with my website. So Mondays and Friday, Monday monologue, Monday micro podcast improv, and on Friday, hopefully every Friday, I get a small little interview with your favorite podcaster.
There you go, man. Awesome. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
To take action today, my best. Well, you are putting me on the spot there, aren't you? Okay, so
we
have
the hard
advice.
Questions on this show.
Well, you know, the way I see it is that you're on a path, and you have an end goal. And like when you're a podcaster, you get on the path of podcasting. And if you want to be a podcaster, you have to actually podcast to get on the path. So when you have to, first of all, get yourself on the path. So like I visualize it. I look at my feet and I have to determine if I'm moving. Because if I really want something and I don't want to lie to myself, I have to move. So everybody, they have to get on a path. If they decide that they want to do something with their lives, get on that path and then move. You have to move. You can't be perfect. It's not going to happen. Don't let little things stop you. You have to move. So do whatever it takes to get moving. Because, you know, ultimately, this is not a dress rehearsal. We only have one life to live. And it's so precious and it's so short. So take advantage. Because if you're going to sit on the couch and do really nothing and just dream about doing something, visualization is not enough. You have to get up and move. So take advantage of this precious human life that you have and just move. Get on the path and just move your feet, really.
There you go. Man, I love it.
Cool.
I love it. Any last words? Anything we didn't cover?
Not really. I think this was pretty good. I'm really grateful to you, Sean. I really appreciate coming on your show. I'm glad that you're still at it. I'm glad that you're still doing it. And, you know, my hat's off to you. You're a wonderful guest. I felt really at ease. Your questions were great. And I love the logo. And I'm very blessed and grateful. So thank you very much for having me. And to talk about my book, the book on podcasting.com. And one thing I'll say about the book before we go is that this is not a book that's going to teach you how to be a podcaster. It's a book, really, ultimately, it boils down to be a book about success and happiness. So just keep that in mind, but check it out. Yeah.
There you go. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Man, you're awesome. You rock. And we'll definitely keep in touch.
Right on, Sean. Thank you so much. And thank you, listener.
Yeah. So, Life Transmission Radio listeners, another amazing guest, another impactful show. So connect with Alexander Loren. Go to LinkedIn, look for the Podcaster's Coach, podcasterscoach.com, and the book on podcasting.com. If you've ever wanted to start a podcast or be a guest or any of the podcasting industry insights, this is the book for you. So before I close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. And until next episode, have a great night.